The governor of the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, has been found guilty of blasphemy. Basuki Jahia Purnama, who is Christian, received a 2-year jail term. Now, it's a much harsher punishment than prosecutors had called for. The trial was widely seen as a test of religious tolerance in the Muslim-majority country. Reactions there have been sharply divided.
Shocked and angry protesters shout for the release of Jakarta's Christian former governor. Basuki Cahaya Purnama, also known as Ahok, was convicted of insulting Islam by quoting a verse from the Quran in a critique of a Muslim political opponent. His supporters insist the conviction is a miscarriage of justice.
We are disappointed. The law is blind. It can no longer tell between right and wrong. Ahok has sacrificed being governor, and we accepted that. Now he's innocent, yet accused of blasphemy. We are disappointed in the law in Indonesia.
Purnama was Jakarta's first non-Muslim governor in half a century. The court sentence is harsher than many expected, sparking concerns about growing religious intolerance in Indonesia. Minorities, including Christians, have been increasingly targeted. Outside the courtroom, conservative Muslim groups said Purnama should be punished even more harshly for his comments.
2 years is very lenient, in my opinion, for Purnama. Compared to the pain of Muslims and the sacrifices made by Muslims, including the nation, that was almost wrecked by the crime of Ahok the blasphemer.
Thousands of police officers were deployed to prevent clashes between critics and supporters of Purnama. The former governor says he will appeal the verdict.